There is this Narendra Sarovar, just situated outside the Simhadwara, the lion gate of the Jagannath Mandir. Then there is situated towards the Gundicha temple, the Narendra Sarovar. There is the Snanbedi, the place where Lord Jagannath. The place where Lord Jagannath is receiving his transcendental bath. Brahmanas are chanting and invoking holy rivers within the waters. The kumbhas, the pots that are used, are not just filled with ordinary water. No. The presence of all sacred waters is being invoked because for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nothing but the best will do. That is the nature of making offerings to the Lord. It is said in Hari Bhakti Vilas that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is being worshipped in royalty. He should be offered everything in a royal fashion, seated on a throne, fanned with peacock feathers and chamaras, in royalty. Because after all, Krishna showed very well what the meaning is of royalty. At one point, the Kurus were questioning, how is it that Krishna is using the white umbrella and all the other royal insignia when actually we gave him that kingdom? We are the emperors. We gave it to him. Then Balaram showed who gave what to whom. Because Balaram with his plow pulled the city of the Kurus towards the Yamuna. And would have thrown the whole city in the water just like that with his plow. Because that is Balaram. Who is the original servant of the Lord. Savior Bhagavan. It is Balaram who is the first servant of Lord Krishna, before anyone else, Balaram. Therefore he is Adi Guru, the original spiritual master. Because servant, sevak, sevak Bhagavan, he is Bhagavan, he's the same as Krishna, but his mood is very different, because his mood is that of servant. In Mayapur, in our Jagannath Mandir, there was one Muslim who was doing some work in the temple, and he saw that glittering nose ring of Subhadra, and he was thinking, that is worth a fortune. I mean, if I would just take that out, I would have made it. So he reached out onto the altar, leaned forward, and began to unscrew Subhadra's nose ring. Then Baladev, who was seated next to Subhadra with his arms outstretched, suddenly gave him a big whack. The next day, that Muslim came to bring offerings for Jagannath. So the local devotees were asking him, but you are a Muslim, what you are doing? This is according to your religion, idol worship. He says, no, the white one is angry. yesterday he slapped me. Why? and the nose ring. This is how the story came into the world, and that Muslim developed faith in Lord Jagannath. And such faith in Lord Jagannath can carry us beyond the material world. The spiritual world is divided in two parts. One part is known as Golok. Within Golok, there is Gokul. There, Lord Krishna performs his pastimes along with his associates. Akila Rasamrita Murti. It is Krishna who is the complete manifestation of all rasas. And then the other half of the spiritual world is known as Svetadvip. Svetadvip is the abode where Lord Chaitanya, eternally with his devotees, is associating in glorifying Lord Krishna in his transcendental pastimes, constantly absorbed in sankirtan, in glorification. So it is said that some devotees, when they go back to Godhead, they will go to Golok, to that Gokul, and join the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And others are going to Svetadvip, where they are performing sankirtan pastimes. And some devotees are going to both at the same time. They just expend themselves, and they are on the one hand in ecstasy in the sankirtan, and on the other hand milking the cows in Gokul, that place, Gokul, the place where the cows reside, in that transcendental abode of Krishna. So Lord Jagannath is none other than Lord Krishna in a form of ecstasy. And Svandhyatra is a festival for which the Lord is waiting. It is not that the devotees are waiting, when is it going to be Svandhyatra again? It is Lord Jagannath who waits more, who is more eager. Because Krishna is more eager than the living beings. Krishna is more eager to bring all the living beings back to the spiritual world than the living beings are eager to go. Therefore, Lord Jagannath is more eager to come for that Svandhyatra, because he knows that so many will get grace mercy by this opportunity for bathing. So every year, Lord Jagannath is looking forward to this occasion, knowing that so many will bathe me for the first time, and others for the second time, and some for the third. And once something has been done three times, they say in Vrindavan, it's a tradition and it can never stop. So, I don't know how many times has Svandhyatra been in Cape Town? More than three.
Six or seven.
Wow, can never stop. That will go on. Every year. So in this way, the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are carrying on. And in this way, the devotees are getting purified. 500 years ago, Lord Jagannath was even more eager to come out for Svandhyatra. Because 500 years ago, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally present for Svandhyatra. And as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was most eager to bathe Lord Jagannath, Lord Jagannath was most eager to behold Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Gora Nataraj, Nataraj means king of dancers. Who could dance like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? No one. Everyone else was making some moves. But he was flying. He was just flying. Jumping way higher than everyone else and not calculating how he would land, throwing himself in the air and crashing down sometimes. Nityananda would catch him. So in this way, what shall we say? When it was time for Snan Yatra, it was a big event in Jagannath Puri. And every year, Lord Jagannath would come out of the temple and would be placed on the Snan Bedi, the bathing platform, at Narendra Sarovar. So every year, the queens had a perfect place on the roof of a library building so that they could have a perfect view of the whole bathing ceremony. And this year, the king said, "Forget it. I'm giving that roof to the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So the queens were very upset, to say the least. I mean, they didn't speak for days, but the king held his ground, and the queens got the second best roof. And even while sitting on the roof, they were still a bit in a sour mood from it. But what could they do? Still, they wanted to see the bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath. But then when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaura Nataraj, began to dance in front of Lord Jagannath, the queens forgot everything. They forgot the roof and they were just in ecstasy. And they were happy that the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had their roof. They suddenly realized their greatness. And they appreciated serving the Vaishnavas very much. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in front of Lord Jagannath while everyone was pouring water. And then the water drops were bouncing off Lord Jagannath in the sunshine. And the most amazing thing was that the drops of water that came from the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were more than the drops of water that came from Jagannath. Because in his ecstasy, Lord Chaitanya was not only dancing, but tears were shooting from his eyes in all directions. And more water was coming from him than from Lord Jagannath. Although so many devotees were throwing liters and liters over the deity. But the water from Mahaprabhu was coming from everywhere. And where was it coming from? How could any man produce so much water? It's not possible. In this way, everyone was more than amazed, and Lord Jagannath's eyes became big and wide, seeing Lord Chaitanya. Gauram, Gauram, Gauram. The mercy of Lord Gauranga is now flooding the entire three worlds. Where previous love for Radha and Krishna was virtually not available, except manushyanam sahasresu kaschit yatati siddhiye yatatamma visiddhanam kaschit mantri tatvataha. Except for a rare soul, one out of a million, had the key to the storehouse of love of God and could enter. Otherwise, no one. But Mahaprabhu broke the lock. And yata yata piya trishna, and everyone drank. And as they drank, their thirst increased. So, in that way, the transcendental pastimes of Snan Yatra are taking place. By being here in this function, we are transported to Jagannath Puri. We are transported to Narendra Sarovar. With the speed of mind, we can arrive easily and quickly. And we are there with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now. And yes, we know those who are entering into the ocean of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will emerge in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So explains Srila Narottama Das Thakur. In this way, we can appreciate Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nayanya. Vrindavan, abode of sweetness, where love, where selfless love is the center of everything. Prema antaranga, always absorbed in transcendental love. In giving, the culture of giving oneself to in completeness, giving every fiber of one's being in service, not weighing, not holding back, where there is no mind, where there's only soul. Mind, don't mind. Everyone in this material world has a mind. Do you also have a mind? Don't mind. The mind, Srila Prabhupada says, by chanting Hare Krishna dissolves. Oh my God. That's scary, isn't it? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Scary. The mind dissolves by chanting Hare Krishna. What happens then? What happens then? That the functions that are now stolen by the mind return to their proper owner. They return to the soul. The functions of thinking, feeling, and willing. Oh, so much thinking. Thinking, 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 thinking. Too much thinking. Hairs are going grey. So much thinking. Yes. People that think a lot goes white. Yes. So thinking, thinking, thinking. Feeling and willing. We think an idea, then the feeling comes. I like it. It's a nice idea. I like it. I want it. Thinking, feeling, and willing in sequence. Idea. I like it. I want it. Familiar pattern. What shall we say? But that pattern also has a whole network of entanglements, because nothing comes alone. Have you noticed? Nothing comes on its own. It's always so many things come with it before you know it. You know, you got a lot more on your hands than you had planned. And then you think, how did this all happen? It's like exponentially expands, as they say. So that's the case. A network. Aswatam prahur avyayam. It is said that in this material world there is a banyan tree. And I don't know if you know the banyan tree, but banyan trees are interesting because banyan trees are big trees that sort of have many roots, and they all sort of intertwine, and that becomes the trunk, right? And then these branches come up, and then new roots grow off the branches and go into the ground. And then other roots grow around those roots, and in the end you don't know where the tree started. It's like, which was the original trunk? And they have some big ones, and you can go inside. It's like a little, like a house, or like a whole thing, and you just, it's like they have temples inside of them, banyan trees, huge banyan trees. So that's, but there's a banyan tree which has its roots upwards and its branches downwards. What is that? Why roots upwards, branches downwards? This is the tree of material entanglement, and the roots are upwards in the spiritual world, and the branches go down into the material world and expand and expand and expand in so many directions. Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter. So, in this way, we are seeing that material life is unfolding, thinking, feeling, and willing, due to thinking, feeling, and willing. But then, in the spiritual world, there is no mind. There is no mind. In the spiritual world, thinking and feeling and willing comes directly from the soul, and therefore is supremely pure, and is only connected to Krishna. And only the pleasure of Krishna is all that is on everyone's mind, because the spiritual world is the abode of love, the abode where Krishna is the object of love. Bhishma Dev describes that love of Krishna, and he says that love of Krishna is such that it doesn't leave room for anything else. It doesn't. It excludes anything else. But is that all right? Only love for Krishna. But what about love for others? In Sydney, opposite of the temple, we have a nice park, and it's a good place for chanting japa. And in there, there is a monument, and on the monument it says, the greatest thing a man can do is to give his life for his country. I don't know. It never convinced me. I'm not so sure about that. I think if a war comes, I go somewhere else. I come back when it's over. The greatest thing anyone can do is to serve Krishna. And everything else is not great at all. It is rather small and entangling and insignificant. It may look big, oh boy, may it look big, but it doesn't have much meaning. Because Bhagavatam explains, there are Chatushloki Bhagavatam, four verses in which the Bhagavatam was first heard by Lord Brahma. These four verses are known as the root verses of Bhagavatam, key verses of Bhagavatam. And Riteritaya Pratyed Manita Vityadat Manomayam is one of them. And it is said, one, we measure the value of anything by its relationship with Krishna. Simple like that, isn't it? Things have value as to how much they're valuable in service for Krishna. And otherwise, no value at all. As simple as that. It's a simple yardstick that actually makes life very, very simple. Many big questions suddenly become resolved. The value of something is measured by its relationship with Krishna. Solves everything. So many issues, so many choices to make, suddenly becomes easy and simple. So, such occasions like today, Sanyato, are occasions of special mercy. Because Krishna is a person, and Krishna desires to give his mercy. In relation to Lord Jagannath, there are about 60 festivals in the year. So that's more than there's weeks. Eh? So if you think about it, then it means a festival almost every week, all the time, a festival. That's the nature of the worship of Lord Jagannath. But especially Rati Yatra, Snan Yatra are major ones, very major festivals in this regard. In Mayapur, we celebrate Snan Yatra in the month of June, and it's lots of fun. Because at that time, we all walk to the Ganga with a pot, empty pot, and we collect Ganga water. Then we carry that pot on our head for 3 kilometers while having kirtan and dancing with the water bottles. Right? So, you know, you get into that Vrindavan mood, huh? A little bit. And then, as we are getting there, then you get to Lord Jagannath after you've carried for 3 kilometers your water. So by then, you really want to bathe Lord Jagannath. And if you carry water for 3 kilometers, your eagerness to bathe is much greater than when you here stand in the line for 3 seconds. You see. I mean, if you carry it for 3 kilometers, then you feel, and now I'm going to bathe Lord Jagannath, you know, I'm really going to do it. Right? I'm going to. So the bathing ceremony, therefore, in Mayapur is very special. Very special. If 1 year you just go around that time, you go for the Snan Yatra, and then a few days later you go to Panihati festival. That's the chip rice, and you know, like where the rice, where everyone has rice with yogurt and different things. And ISKCON, of course, has gulabs and rasgullas and cashews and everything in the yoga. Ours is the fanciest of all, naturally, international. International chip rice. And but some of these Bengali chip rises, some of these old ladies, they make a mean chip rise, I tell you that. And everyone eats everyone's chip rice, so that comes next, and then Rati Yatra in Calcutta, which is so special. Calcutta is such a place. Sometimes they call Calcutta a black hole in the universe. And it is black. When you walk in Calcutta, the walls are black, everything is just black, the clothes are black, and it's just a black place. And I know this road, East Canal Road, and the canal is black, and the houses on the bank of the canal are black, and the people wear black clothes, and they're also black. And they're really like black place. So Calcutta is dark like that. When it rains, now seriously, you know, when it rains and the raindrops fall on your clothes, they leave black marks. I know Calcutta, I tell you. I spend time in Calcutta. And then, you know, and then you got these people, they carry head loads, big bales, and in one hand they have a hook. And if all these people, they walk with a hook in the street, Captain Hook. So it's kind of, what shall I say? It's got a special atmosphere. And then they have these holes in the wall. There's no other word for it. A hole, you're just a wall, and there's a hole in the wall, and that's a shop. It's a tiny little hole. It's a hole, someone's sitting in it, and it's just a shop. And then under it, there's another hole, that's the basement, and that's another shop. Like, and like that, you know. And it's just deep in Calcutta, somewhere. And I wasn't quite sure which way to go, so I asked one of these shopkeepers, and then he said, I met Prabhupada. I just talked to someone in a black hole in Calcutta, and he says, I met Prabhupada. Yes, that's Calcutta. So many people saw Prabhupada, met him, and then they say, when's your Rati Yatra? When is it? And they know it's coming. When is it coming? Said, like, tomorrow, okay, what time? And they're coming. And it's a fact. 3 million people, 5 million people are coming. They're lining up at the side of the road. And they come on the parade. Everybody is coming. It's inconceivable. So, June, Snan Yatra, Chiprai, Panihati, and then Kolkata Rati Yatra. 1 week later, the Uttarats, same route going back. That's the whole party. Anyway, something. It's a nice thing. There is so much mercy. It is that mercy that transforms us and that gradually makes us qualified to become residents of the spiritual world. And this is really the opportunity that this movement offers. And there's many ways to go. But chanting Hare Krishna is a must. Without chanting Hare Krishna, we cut ourselves off from going back to the spiritual world. That is the one requirement. And then we must give up sinful life. That may take some effort. Because sinful life, we have been involved in it since time immemorial. Not only this life, but so many lives. So the sinful tendencies are deeply within us from many, many lives. Because the mind has stored everything from all these lives. Mind has been with us for many lives, and all so subconsciously the sinful tendencies are deeply rooted. But devotional service anartapasamam saksat bhakti yoga madoksha, it burns up all that sinful activity and then gradually makes us qualified. Therefore, Kirata Hinandra Palunda Pulkasa Vira Sambukasariya Yenya Tsapapiya Tapasraya Sriya Sujantiyas Mahi Prabhavishnareya Maha. It doesn't matter where one has taken birth, in a sinful place, due to sinful karma, by devotional service, anyone can become purified. So that is this movement. This movement never leaves the material world, because Krishna never leaves the material world. Krishna is always here to bestow his mercy upon conditioned souls. Krishna makes endless arrangements. But then, sometimes, it increases Krishna's mercy. And currently, that is the case. The golden age of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has begun. We are now in the beginning of it. Is this the golden age? Doesn't look like it. It does, but we can't see it yet. Because it's still... But we are here. We are here. People are now going back to Godhead, left and right, by being in touch with this moment. So time goes quick. So somehow or other we've made this connection. So now let us make it more meaningful. Such an opportunity. Yeah, but thinking, feeling and willing. Yes, but thinking, feeling and willing. Thinking, feeling and willing gets in the way. No. Don't let it get in the way. Where thinking, feeling and willing doesn't bring us closer to Krishna, then that thinking, feeling and willing is not beneficial. then somehow or other, let's try to cut such desires. Well, such kind of thoughts come in the association of devotees, and the resolve to do so comes by serving the Vaishnavas. How can we become so convinced? How can we become so strong that we can cut other desires? Anya vilasita sunyam jnana karma vyanavita. How can we do it? Only by serving. Only by serving our spiritual master. Ado guru padasvaya. Only that way, by taking shelter and just dedicating our life to his thinking, feeling, and willing. Yeah. Not to our own. Only in that way. In that way, our desire to serve Krishna only. Kichit kevalai bhaktyavasavi parayana. In that way, we can get absorbed. Many ways there are. For some, it's the Bhagavatam. For others, it's the holy name. For others, it's the deities. For others, it's Harinam Sankirtan. So whatever it may be, different folks, different strokes. But let us somehow or other take shelter of a Vaishnava. Ado Guru Padasraya. Because this Guru Padasraya, this taking shelter of a Vaishnava, that makes all the difference. Of course, that's a huge challenge every day again. That may be. Who said it was going to be easy? It may not be easy, but it is possible. It can be done. So like that. I'm not sure how I shall end. Haven't made up my mind yet how to end. I know I have to bring it to an end, but I'm not quite sure where to go with this lecture.
Let me ask a question.
If you let me just sort of wind it up and then I'll... I think... I want to bring out awareness. Awareness of what this is. Not more than this little temple on the corner here, opposite of the Rondebos railway station. What is behind it all? Incredible mercy coming into this world. Incredible. Incredible opportunity. Incredible. So great. So I guess I'm trying to increase the awareness of what is here beyond the monotony of every week the same. Beyond the routine, beyond the daily thing, beyond the externals, the people that we like and that we don't like, beyond seeing it like a club, a little club of people, some we like, some we don't, and think, well, it's not what it used to be. Once upon it used to be. The good old days. But the present days are just as good as the old days. Maybe better. If we take more advantage. Because it's up to us how much we take advantage. Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking now. Time is, life is short. You get some good things, you get some moments of happiness, you get some moments of frustration. We can't make too much out of it. Some get a bit more happiness, some get a bit more suffering. Whatever you get, you get. But how important is it? What really counts is what service we have done. Kavi Chanda Maharaj told the story that Prabhupada told Jayananda. He said, at the end of your life, you'll see a picture of your whole life, all the highlights. And then, when it will come to Lord Jagannath, that picture will just stop there. It will stop there. And then that will be what you see. And then you leave. Of course, that was Jayananda who built a chariot for many times for Lord Jagannath. So by doing service, that will come. Therefore, let us do service. Jayananda lived a very short life. Because Jayananda left this world before Srila Prabhupada in 1977. He lived a very short life. But a very successful life. Because he used his life in the service of Krishna. Our lives are a little longer, but not that longer. Not that much longer. But are we using it also in service? Like Jayananda. Jayananda used every moment in service. Everything he gave. He was a taxi driver, he was making money, he was giving all his money to the temple to maintain the devotees, buying them clothes, taking care of them, and he wouldn't spend any money on himself. So, he was always buying clothes from the Salvation Army, like a pair of pants for $1 or something like that. So, everyone said, Jayananda, you can't walk around in pants like that, it's ridiculous, go and buy yourself some pants. Jayananda said, like, what's wrong with these ones? They're fine, you know. So, no, Jayananda, you gotta get some new pants, something decent. So anyway, they took him to a store. And then when he had those pants on, he was thinking, but how can I spend Krishna's money? I can't do it. So he put the old pants over the new ones and was trying to walk out the store. When the shop detective stopped him and he got arrested and the whole thing. And a few weeks later he was in court and the whole case came to the court. And then Jayananda, he didn't get a lawyer, he just started preaching. He explained how he was a monk and how he gave everything to the temple. And Your Honor, I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't use the money from the Lord, you know, for myself. No, my Lord, I couldn't do it. And then the shop owner, the shop detective who was there to testify, he said, Your Honor, I'll pay for those pants. And in that way, Jayananda got off.
Jai!
If only a little bit of that service attitude can be there in us. Dasyam, service attitude, is the key to everything, the key to the spiritual world. Where is it? Where can it be found? It's found in service attitude. That's the key. Let us somehow or other do more service. Then surely we will be able to go. Now I'm ready for a question.
We'll see tomorrow. Can we ask you a question?
Actually, before I ask my question, you just reminded me of how Mahaprabhu pointed Srila Sridhar Kolavecha. And how Sridhar Kolavecha's clothes had so many holes in it. Mahaprabhu told him, Sridhar, how is it possible that you are, you know, here, and you have no clothes. So Sridhar kind of actually said, you know, actually my situation is not very much different from anyone else, whether rich or poor, etc., etc., because I'm very happy. I am very happy. But if we actually see that Kolavecha is none other than Kushumashava, Shri Madhumanga, then we can really relish such a pastime on a different level. That is just an aside. My question is, I have always considered how to try and explain the forms of Lord Jagannath and the Leela of Jagannath, the Ratha Yatra, to common people. Common people who have no conception of the forms of the Lord. You know, common people for whom forms like Hiranyakashipu or other Krishnadev are very daunting. It's very daunting to overcome the burdens and the hurdles placed by religiosity and the Middle Eastern religions where they idol worship, you know, conundrum. And I want to know, do you have a succinct common aphorism or a way for people to understand the forms of Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra?
We have two histories about the origins of those forms. The first history takes us back to Satyayuga, where Maharaj Indrajumna had a great desire to worship a deity of Krishna. And finally the Lord fulfilled his desire by coming in a dream and telling him that he would be available in the form of Daru Brahman, a wooden form. Then days later, the king was in the ocean and a wooden log bumped into him. He held onto it and called for his assistance, and they pulled the wood onto the beach. Then the king called for the best of carvers. Finally, an old man came, said it would take 3 weeks to carve the deities of Jagan of the Lord. Then the old man made on condition that he would not be disturbed while working, and he went inside a workshop, closed the doors, and he left instructions not to be disturbed for 3 weeks. They heard hammering and hammering and hammering, and the work was going on. Then at one point, after maybe 12 days, the noise stopped. At that time the queen was saying, must be something wrong. It's so quiet now, the old man must have gotten unwell or something. Something terribly wrong, we must go inside. The king said, no, he said, we can't go inside, no, but this is an emergency. So the king agreed and opened the door, and he found the three deities in the room, but they had no hands and no feet, and the old man was no longer there. Then the king felt like a great offender and felt terrible. He was fasting and didn't know what to do. That night, the Lord came in a dream and said, this is the form that I wanted to appear in this world. So that is the first story, how Lord Jagannath appeared. And that's maybe a story that is for the general public. There's a second story for the devotees, which is the story that once Krishna was in Dwarka experiencing such separation from Vrindavan. And when Subhadra was listening and Krishna explaining the love of the residents of Vrindavan, and as she heard, she became overwhelmed by ecstatic symptoms. Her eyes became big and round. Her limbs disappeared in her body. And when Krishna and Balaram saw, they also became ecstatic. Their eyes also became big and round. Their limbs also disappeared into their body. You may say, but how is this possible? And they took the shape of Jagannath, Subhadra and Baladev. So Jagannath, Subhadra and Baladev are the ecstatic feature of the Lord, the ecstatic feature that the Lord manifests at the time of separation from the residence of Vrindavan. Such pastimes are not surprising. When you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, we also read that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed symptoms of ecstasy and that his limbs sometimes would disappear in his body. His arms would just, and legs would just go inside. Yeah. So such descriptions are there. So we should not be surprised that Krishna, Balaram, Subhadra also manifested such symptoms. Who can understand the nature of pure love of God and the topmost ecstasies? Who can understand? Who in this world can understand? We cannot, but theoretically, a little bit. So, this form of Jagannath is a very deep form. It is actually a special form where Krishna manifests the love at its strongest point, the love of separation. Actually, the whole pastime of Ratri Yatra is that pastime of separation. That whole spirit of separation from Vrindavan is surrounding our pastimes of Jagannath. Just as we heard Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj tell many, many times how Krishna came in Kurukshetra in a royal dress on his chariot, and the gopis, they were just not satisfied seeing him like this, surrounded by all kinds of officials, and they decided that they wanted him back in Vrindavan, and they grabbed the reins of the chariot and began to pull him back to Vrindavan. So this mood of separation and of overcoming separation and bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan is very much the spirit. So those who are pulling the chariot of Jagannath and pull it back to its Vrindavan, pull themselves back to Vrindavan, to the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Then we don't have to take birth anymore. In the material world. And I think that's a good idea. I don't know if I want to be a baby again. I think that ladies may want to have a baby, but do you want to be one? That's the other question. Why aren't babies coming out of the womb singing? That's a philosophical question I have about this world. I mean, think about it. Question?
Naresh?
Loud.
Who is more merciful, Mahaprabhu or Jagannath?
No, Mahaprabhu is the Who is more merciful, Mahaprabhu or Lord Chaitanya? Mahaprabhu is the most merciful incarnation, the Mahavadanya avatar. However, it is said that of all deity forms, especially Lord Jagannath is a very merciful deity form, because Lord Jagannath engages people in so many ways. And 56 offerings, Rath Yatra, everyone is pulling the chariot, everyone's cooking all day, you know, like, there's no limit to how much service can be done for Lord Jagannath. And it's like, in Durban also, every year, Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj used to give the potato lecture. And on this, they do this one Sunday feast and they give a big lecture about how much mercy you get peeling potatoes. And then there were people who would spend a whole Rath Yatra just peeling trucks of potatoes. Literally, trucks. Then at the end of your life, you go to Potato Loka and you peel potatoes forever. What greater ecstasy is there? Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful incarnation. Any other question? Okay, we've taken a long time, but I hope it was all right. So we'll continue. I don't know when the party is at 6, or whenever.
The offering is still on, no problem.
Book packs, sure. Jyotir had a great idea. That I would like to do some book packs. And he's right. I do like to do some book packs for the marathon.
But the Gillies, can we get some book packs?
Oh, well. Gillies book packs. What is that?
Yeah.
Big Sabbath, I'm going to explain. Don't worry. Fuck it, I'm going to go. Later. Yes. But I first have to check with the people in the back or somebody here. Okay, right. So, we are here now. I'm going to tell you a little story. In the early days of this movement, Srila Prabhupada was very eager to see that his books were being distributed. It was one thing that really gave him a lot of enthusiasm. And Rameshwar wrote a newsletter, and in that newsletter he said that the devotees who were book distributors were just like the gopis. He said, because the gopis are more eager to see others meet with Krishna than they are eager to meet with Krishna themselves. So in this way, to bring others to Krishna. That is something that Srila Prabhupada dedicated his life to and his heritage. That is now, Srila Prabhupada is not physically present, but he's very much present in our life. So we are repaying him by these books.
So, the idea is that...
Of course, you have a house full of books. I know that. But these books are not for you. These books are meant for you to pass on to someone else. And therefore, I am now offering these packs of books and also Krishna books. Can you get out of the way? You're blocking the view. This Krishna book, now available for only 120, which is very cheap for such a book. And this whole pack, so many books, five, available for 150. And then you distribute them, you give them away as Christmas gifts, or you can sell them at a profit, that's up to you. As I was doing this in Durban one year, I was holding up a Bhagavad Gita, which also goes for, how was it? Okay. 70 small, goes in your pocket. 120 when you're older and going blind, I can recommend the big one, because it's small print. But anyway, pay a little more, but it's worth it, 120. So one year, I was doing this in Durban, and then in the Juna Maharaj, he said, I'll take that Bhagavad Gita, yeah? And for the first one, I charged double. Yeah? He said, no problem, I'll take that Gita. Then he looked around in the audience, he saw someone with a bag, and he said, give me the 250 rand. He took the 250 rand, paid me, turned around, held up the Bhagavad Gita and says, anybody who takes this Gita, 500 rand. And he sold it right there and then, 500 rand. Well, so today, the first one gets the mercy of paying 250 for either a Bhagavad Gita or a Krishna book and gets a lot more mercy. The second one, I'll tell you after. So we need one volunteer. Anyway, the thing is that the first year in December, all the devotees were going on book distribution. And at that time, hey, shh, 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 please, chup. Kids, do me a favor, please. 5 more minutes. So the devotees went out on distributing books. And Rameshwar went out till after midnight. And he had distributed so many books, it was Christmas and everyone was just buying. And Rameshwar thought, I have the world record. I have distributed more books than anybody ever did. This one? What happened was, he went back to the temple only to find that nobody was back yet. And everybody... Oh, four?
Two of the small Gitas.
Small.
Are these small Gitas? No, where is the small Gitas? Two small Gitas.
Anyway, so... Yeah, Rameshwar came back first, and then later, all the other devotees came. They also came, and everybody had stayed out spontaneously to distribute more books. And by 2 o'clock in the morning, all the devotees were back. So this is how a December Christmas marathon was born. This was the first time. And ever since, in our movement in December, so many books have been distributed to many people. And Srila Prabhupada is very happy with this. So anyone who can partake by distributing a few is fortunate. That's how it works. Meanwhile, I think the pujaris are taking the offering at the altar. Yeah. And then, as soon as they blow the conch.